All the snow and ice contributing to dozens of deaths this month across the U.S. Stocks continue to rally on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up 232 points. The Nasdaq ahead 67. This is SRN News.
Conservative Theological University has provided biblical theological education for God's pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and Christian educators since 1982. CTU would be delighted to assist you in your Bible studies. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get back to the issue today, let me just tuck in a little parenthetical footnote about who, what is taking place and what we need to do. I'm thankful that many of you have tuned into this broadcast every day, or most every day, for almost 10 years now. We've been on this network, on this broadcast, Let's Face the Issues. It's my privilege to do the research, to do the examination on issues that I believe affect our Constitution, that affect our Bill of Rights, that affect our freedom of religion and freedom of speech, and the right to keep and bear arms as American citizens, as Christians. That's my passion. That's what we've done for almost 10 years now. But ladies and gentlemen, we've come to a crossroads because our radio station network leadership, they're going to increase the cost of this broadcast. We don't get free time. It's paid for. We've been paying $48,000 a year. It's going to go to $72,000, just under $72,000 a year. That's pretty heavy. That's about a 50% rate increase. We can't afford it. The only way we can afford to continue to come to you each and every day on Let's Face the Issues is if you, our listeners, are passionate about keeping this on the air and you support it. Let me invite you to go to fcbcatjax.com, fcbcatjax.com. Click the donate button, underwrite this broadcast so that we can continue to come to you on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. We're looking forward to what you do in sustaining this broadcast. And let me say in advance, thank you, thank you, thank you for your generosity in supporting Let's Face the Issues. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today what I think is a very, very serious, serious issue, censorship and invasion. We're watching the southern borders being invaded by the illegal invaders. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that said, "Critics blast Tucker Carlson's immigration remarks amid border surge." Tucker Carlson again sparked an angry backlash from critics who argued his monologue centered on the immigration on the southern border. An unrelating stream of immigration. Why? Because Joe Biden just said it. To change the racial, listen, Joe Biden said to change the racial mix of our country. Carlson said after playing a clip of Biden speaking in 2015 about the immigration policy. Quote, that's the reason to reduce the political power of people whose ancestors lived here and dramatically increase the proportion of Americans newly arrived from the third world countries. Carlson quoted Biden's 2015 remarks that said, non-white DNA is the source of our strength in America. Further, it says, in political terms, this policy is called the Great Replacement, replacement of the legacy of Americans with more obedient people from faraway countries. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what they're doing. It's the planning, the preparation for what will be, without any equivocation, without any question, it will be the demise of our constitutional republic. I believe it's time that as Christians, we sit up, take notice, understand what is happening. I believe we have Glenn on the line. Glenn, go with your question or comment, please.
Well, we are sounding the alarm. We are trying to inform people of what is obviously coming. Even the Old Testament scriptures indicated that every time Israel faced good economic times, they wandered away from God. They turned to evil. They embraced idols, even offering their children to Molech, the fire god. All right, mm-hmm. And God would send them a prophet to tell them if they didn't turn, bad things were going to happen. Over and over, they killed the prophets or they completely ignored them. Mm-hmm. And God would allow a foreign nation to invade, conquer, and crush Israel. And when Israel was back on its knees begging God for a savior, he would eventually send them a rescuer, a redeemer. It's the same story over and over through the Old Testament of Israel. America, founded on Judeo-Christian principles, has turned its back on God. We sacrifice our children to the fire god, but we call it abortion. Okay, they say it's not a baby, you know, it's a fetus. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just because I believe that comes from a Latin word that actually means offspring. It's still alive. They know they're killing it, but they just rename it. So, you know, it softens the blow. They say the child doesn't even feel pain. The fetus doesn't feel any pain, so it's not a big deal. We're searching for life forms on other planets and killing human beings. My point is, America has been selling out and turning its back on God, and we are sounding the alarm that judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. The warning, repetitive warning, and so many are ignoring it. We do have Christians that have been informed now. They are waking up, and they're saying, wait, we need to do something. And in Chronicles, I believe it's 2 Chronicles 7:14, you've mentioned it before, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, I will hear from heaven and heal their land. That's where we are right now. We can't fix it, in my opinion. God is the only one that's going to be able to fix it. We're not getting close to the cliff. We're over the cliff. We're in mm-hmm. a free fall at this point. This election year, you're going to see them pull out all the stops to maintain power and control. I'll say in 2 Peter chapter 3, it says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. It's talking about the great flood. And verse 7, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all, I like that word, but that word all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent, that you may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. Christians should be on their knees. Christians should be vocal and speaking out against what's yes. going wrong and taking a stand for truth, because Judgment Day is coming for America. It is coming, okay? The warning bell has been sounded. You're on the radio, other Christians are on the radio, and or from pulpits, pastors, telling the folks to be ready and to be in a repentant heart, okay, not just as Americans, as Christians. In fact, we tend to get it backwards, okay? I am a Christian before anything else. I'm a yes. Christian husband and father and son. I also happen to be an American that's on the conservative political side, if you get what I'm saying. If you yes. mess that up, you're messed up.
Yes. Glenn, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of our four sons, Glenn Youngblood. Glenn is retired law enforcement, has a pretty good eye for insight and analysis of situations. Glenn, hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, I'd like to comment on the migrants, the invasion of illegal aliens in this country, but not so much in the USA, but also in Europe, which the countries in Europe are smaller. So when Muslims and Africans, black Africans, come to the white Christian nations, they come to colonize. They don't come to adapt and embrace our culture. They come to impose their culture, which is very different from ours, on us. And the way things are going, Muslims and Africans, they reproduce at a much higher rate, birth rate. They have, instead of two kids, they have six, seven, eight kids.
Yes.
So do black Africans. So if things continue as they are going, will be a Muslim world, a black
Absolutely.
Muslim world. And there are countries in Europe that have already lost their identity. They got too many Muslims who will control the politics and the economy and everything. So smaller countries in Europe will disappear.
Mm-hmm.
They will lose their national identity. France will not be French, will be Muslim, Arab.
Derby,
and that's
going
to happen here as well.
Yes, Derby, if I could put a footnote to that. Today, France is controlled by Islam. Today, the military of Germany is controlled by Islam. Today, most of Europe is controlled by Islamic invaders. And as a result of that, we can look at what's happening in Wisconsin. We have the invaders that have taken over Wisconsin. We have the invaders that's taken over in Michigan. And we have that is spreading across America, and it is by designed Marxist, socialist, communist plan of the Barack Obama agenda. He hates America. He hates the Constitution. He has designed a plan, and Joe Biden is his puppet, carrying out the third term of Barack Hussein Obama, and it is designed to do so. Derby, I'm looking at a headline. That's your country being invaded. It will never be the same, Tucker Carlson declares on the border crisis and warns possible terrorist crossing, calling for the punishment of our politicians. So my question to you, Derby, before I let you go, what should we do? We as conservative Christian patriots, what should we do? We see it. We know what's happening. We understand the modus operandi. How should the Christians, how should conservatives respond? Should we respond in silence? Should we just sit? What do we do?
Well, the Christian conservatives need to acknowledge that it isn't just the Democrats destroying the country. Nothing would happen without the complicity of the Republican Party.
You're right.
And the way to fix this is to simply deport all those who are here illegally. Going back 20, 50 years, if you have been illegally, I don't care if you have grandchildren here, you're illegal, you go out, and their children as well. So we cannot keep accepting those who will not assimilate and be thankful for the American culture. If we should import people, let's import them from white Boers from South Africa who are being exterminated by the black majority, the Negro majority in South Africa. There's genocide committed against these white Dutch descendants.
Oh, absolutely. And we talk about racism in America, but you find racism in South Africa and other places heavily, heavily, heavily. It is bad. It is wrong on either side of the color spectrum. But nevertheless, we find that white Americans are being blamed. In fact, one of the tools that's a cudgel that's being used by the Biden administration is saying white supremacists are the most dangerous thing in America. That's to take the eye off what they're doing with the invasion of the illegals coming in across the border to destroy our constitutional republic. And when that happens, Derby, the thing that I'm concerned about, it will destroy the faith, our families, and our freedoms all with one fell swoop in America. It is something that you cannot regain once it is lost. In fact, I'm looking at a headline says that John Voigt, the O-I-G-H-T, uncorks on Biden. This is now a war against all of us. He says, and I quote, "This is not a war against us. It's a war against all of us." And he goes on to talk about, "My fellow American, this is a civil war, and it's time that we must stand for truth." I couldn't have said it better myself.
So I'd like to say this much. If too many illegal migrants come here and destroy the country, then we can move to Argentina.
That's jumping out of the fire into the fire pan.
I think Milei is more conservative than even Trump. And there are others in Latin America who are acting as should be, protecting the people and going against all the communists and the...
Well, nation after nation, leadership is waking up and rising to the top to try to correct it. I believe, and I can say this, tuck it in before I let you go, I believe that to put Donald J. Trump back in office is an ideal plan, and it's my prayer that God will intercede, that he will intervene once again and give us Donald J. Trump. He said, listen, Donald Trump has said that day one, he will start the largest deportation plan that America has ever seen. And I think that's the only hope for America. But now, when I say that, I understand that time Trump tries to instigate that program, there'll be dozens of lawsuits filed against him to block it, and it will be blocked until some loose-likes-lost liberal federal judge rules that Trump can't do that. That's where we're headed with this lawfare that's taking place today. But, Derby, we need to keep looking up. We need to stop being silent. Stand up for truth before it's too late. You're exactly right. Thank you for your call, and God bless you. Glenn, what are your thoughts with the conversation I just had with Derby? What's the answer? I've had dozens of people say, well, I know the problem. I hear the problem. You articulate it well. But what is the answer? What would you say the answer would be for the conservative Christian patriot voice? What should we do today?
Well, number one, wake up. Wake up and speak out. We should be praying for God to intervene, and we should be deliberately trying to intercede with everything that we can do as a human being, as a Christian, okay, and taking a stand for what's right and speaking out against what's wrong. Touching on his point just a minute ago, even in Belgium, the Islamic community is taking hold, and they were bragging that they were going to take Belgium. And so they interviewed one of the Islamic imams, and they said, "Are you going to declare war on Belgium?" He goes, "Oh no, no, we reproduce at a much higher rate. We have 10, 20 children, and the birth rate for the local Belgian community, for their country, is less than one per family." He says, "We will own Belgium by sheer numbers. We will overpopulate you. Okay, that's the mentality. We are allowing these folks to come into America supposedly seeking asylum. You go to your country and seek asylum at like a U.S. embassy in another country. You don't come into America illegally and try to attain asylum. It was very interesting that AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, whatever name is, ignorant woman, all right, was trying to put a man on the spot by saying, well, they're coming here seeking asylum. And he says, they're breaking the law. You seek asylum in the country that you're coming from, or if you were to go to an adjoining country to seek asylum, you don't come in illegally. They're breaking the law. You cannot, as an American citizen, go the other direction and not expect to either, A, be arrested and detained and or deported. Okay, you can't do it. Enforce the law. The laws are on the books. It's interesting. The laws are not being enforced by design. This is why in multiple states around America, you have the criminals running free and basically shaking their finger in the face of the police officer who's enforcing the law and arresting them, and then the attorneys, okay, district attorneys, DAs, whatever you call them, all right, they're letting them go. They're not prosecuting. They're putting them back on the streets. In fact, championed the causes of those that were in Antifa and BLM that were actually rioting, hurting people, and burning things down. And even Kamala Harris and her family apparently were generating funds to get these people released. And then they pushed for no bail. So you have people in California, criminals, California and in New York, that as soon as they're arrested and processed, they're back on the street. As soon as they're arrested and processed, they're back on the street. What is that? They're intentionally promoting anarchy, all right? Because when it all goes to pot, the government can step in, crush civil rights, and say, oh, we're going to fix that. Joe Biden has now announced that he's going to fix the border, that we have a crisis. Now, wait a minute. For the last few years, he said there was no problem. Mm-hmm. There was no problem. Kamala Harris was on top of it, talking about school buses. I don't really know what planet she fell from, but I wish they'd take her back.
Yeah.
The whole thing has collapsed. Now, the poor Democrats now have Fetterman. He apparently has recovered enough from his stroke. God bless him. Anyway, we could get the guy a suit and tie without jogging pants to represent his people. But God bless him. He is now on the record publicly. He was being interviewed by a news agency. And he says, I don't understand why there would be a problem to close our borders and enforce the immigration policies, because that's what we need. And they're like, that's not what they thought he was going to say. He actually took a conservative line on it. And a lot of Democrats, God bless them, are waking up to the fact that the party they thought that was representing them has sold them out. People need to wake up.
Multitudes of Democrats are now seeing that. Glenn, I'm looking at a headline, The Deliberate Dismantling of America. How can we stop it? Goes on to read this way. January the 11th is the date of the article. What did our founding fathers, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abigail Adams, John Hancock, Paul Revere, and Ben Franklin possess in common? Answer, they took action. They changed the course of history by their efforts on the battlefield. As they sat at a constitutional hall, they hammered out the U.S. Constitution. Each man and woman took action to form the greatest country ever created on the face of the earth. Then he goes on to talk about what has happened in the past few years. It says, that changed in the past 36 months. Under the current administration, the rule of law no longer applies to our sovereignty as a nation. Joe Biden has opened our borders to drug cartels, terrorists, criminals, sex traffickers, child traffickers, MS-13 gang, Islamic terrorists, shoplifters, welfare fraud, and even worse. As of January the 10th, 2024, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz stated that we now see an added 9.6 million illegal aliens operating within the borders at a cost of $163 billion tax dollars. Goes on to say, the long-term ramifications of this invasion will prove a disaster on our welfare system, our financial system, our economy, our housing, school, quality of life, and sustainability for our constitutional Republic. I don't think I could have said it any more succinctly. But Glenn, now listen carefully, and I want to come to a question. We're watching the invasion. We understand it, generally speaking, that Obama's pulling the strings. George Soros and the globalists are pulling the strings. Biden happens to be the puppet. We're purposely, fundamentally changing America. But linked with that, we find the greatest level of police state and censorship that America has ever seen. Censorship. In fact, I'm looking at a headline. 6 in 10 Americans say U.S. democracy is in crisis as the big lie takes place. Look at another headline. First Amendment and censorship. And it talks about the First Amendment, Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, all being wiped out through censorship. How do you understand censorship? Should we have more censorship or less? Should the government be able to invade our privacy? Should the government be able to listen to every call, text, email, etc., without our authorization? How do we stand on that censorship factor? And second question, how does it relate to the invasion at the border?
Well, that might take about a number 7 or number 8 birdshot from 12 gauge to appropriately answer that.
Yes.
Less than 3 minutes. But yes, we are being censored. Christians, our voices are being squelched. The documentation that's now come out of congressional hearings that our own government was involved in the manipulation and the censoring of any conservative view, whether it was election-oriented or if it had anything to do with a virus and or a possible potential cure rather than what they were promoting and that had been sold to the government to force feed to the public. All right. They've proven that government operatives, former NSA and or CIA, government federal agents, were in the social media platforms as administrators to prevent conservative speech from going out. That was also involved, when I say social media, the former Twitter. I don't know how much of that's now in Twitter, now called X. But NBC, ABC, CBS, okay, Fox News, they're all full of former operatives and or federal employees that are supposed to be squeezing and censoring and pushing, squeezing out the conservative speech and pushing propaganda for the government narrative. All right, you have to, as you've said on the broadcast many times, you have to look for the truth. You have to seek the truth. You have to dig down and sift and try to figure out what's really going on. If
right.
we study our Bible, okay, when we see events unfolding, we'll go, wow, that's kind of what the Bible says, that it was going to happen this way. Look, it's happening again.
Right.
If you're not looking for the gold nuggets of truth and information, you won't find it. If you just plop down after a day at work and turn on one of these, even Fox News, okay, they do somewhat of a good job. They ran off Tucker Carlson for telling the truth. That's a clue. That's a huge, huge clue. They ran him off for telling the truth. They did not want that information out. But you sit down, you become indoctrinated with whatever the government propaganda is. I actually use a news source called Citizen Free Press. It's everything that hits the wire. It may not be something you completely agree with. It might be from a liberal side. It might be from a conservative side. But they're taking everything that hits the news wire, and at least you can scan and look for truth when it comes to news.
Glenn, one of the things, and our time's totally elapsed on us, but one of the things that our listeners need to understand is there is truth, and it's called biblical truth. We need to use a central biblicist worldview to view what is taking place. Glenn, thank you for taking time to join us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.